morning, good morning. This is your host, Cole Medina. The first edition of Freak Mix Show. We'll be celebrating Black History Month, playing some Maya Angelou over some tunes, some things I did last night. So I hope you enjoy the show. We'll have probably like a little break, talk a little, and end the show. So that's it for today, and I'll see you soon.
Its wrenching pain cannot be unlived, but if faced with courage, need not be lived again. Lift up your eyes upon this day breaking for you. Give birth again to the dream. Women, children, men, take it into the palms of your hands. Mold it into the shape of your most private need. Sculpt it into the image of your most public self. Here, on the pulse of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes and into your brother's face, your country, and say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning.
Que Satán no está solamente entre los moros, entre los turcos, sino que habita nuestra propia casa, que Satán está en el pan que comemos y en el agua que bebemos. We'll be right back.
by my side. I need you by my side. We'll be right back.
podcast. I'll be posting it up on my SoundCloud. SoundCloud/Cole Medina. I'll be putting playlists. I'm a little old school, so it hurts a little putting on the playlist. But this is 2018. We're gonna do things different. 2018 is gonna be about community. The time is 9:38. We're gonna put on another mix I did last night. It's about Maya Angelou sharing how she became Maya Angelou. And it's actually a pretty heartwarming story. It's a story she shares about struggle, difficulty, and extreme challenges. So, here it goes.
When I was 7 and a half, I was raped. I won't say severely raped, all rape is severe. The rapist was a person very well known to my family. I was hospitalized. The rapist was let out of jail and was found dead that night, and the police suggested that the rapist had been kicked to death. I was 7 and a half. I thought that I had caused the man's death because I had spoken his name. That was my 7 and a half-year-old logic. So I stopped talking for 5 years. Now, to show you again how out of evil there can come good, in those 5 years, I read every book in the black school library. I read all the books I could get from the white school library. I memorized James Weldon Johnson, Paul Laurence Dunbar, County Cullen, and Langston Hughes. I memorized Shakespeare, whole plays, 50 sonnets. I memorized Edgar Allan Poe, all the poetry. Never having heard it, I memorized it. I had Longfellow, I had Guy de Maupassant, I had Balzac, Rudyard Kipling. I mean, it was Catholic kind of reading and Catholic kind of story. When I decided to speak, I had a lot to say and many ways in which to say what I had to say. I listened to the black minister. I listened to the melody of the preachers. And I could tell when they would start up on that kind of thing, when we know they mean to take our souls straight to heaven, or whether they meant to dash us straight to hell. I understood it. So out of this evil, which was a dire kind of evil, because rape on the body of a young person, more often than not, introduces cynicism. And there is nothing quite so tragic as a young cynic, because it means the person has gone from knowing nothing to believing nothing. In my case, I was saved in that muteness, you see, in the sordidness. I was saved. And I was able to draw from human thought, human disappointments and triumphs, enough to triumph myself.
Great Maya Angelou.
what does it profit a man to sell his soul to gain the whole world?
Announcement. Next Saturday, it's one of my favorite events. If you ever get the chance, go on Instagram, go on the website, check it out, look at the pictures. It's an event called Disco Dining Club. Being that I had, DJed some around the world, this is one of those events that is truly unique. Involves fashion, food, and real underground music. Hats off to Courtney for keeping it still true, keeping it strong, and just using your creativity to the max. I praise Courtney because she earned it, she worked hard for it. And I've yet to be disappointed. If you're interested, on our website, discodiningclub.com. You'll meet the Disco Dining Club crew. And prepare to be blown away. I'll leave you with one more song. The playlist and the mix will be posted on my SoundCloud, SoundCloud/Comedina. You can add me on Facebook at Comedina1. Stay tuned for the homie Dave, Dirty Dave, playing some dirty disco in his dirty underwear.
I'm